Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
Who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Leah.
Hey, Leah, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Well, so first of all, I just want to say that I'm trying to do the right thing here. I am not trying to start any drama with anybody. I would just rather, you know, be let out of all this, but it's weighing on me, so instead I'm really in the middle of it, really.
Okay, so all right, so we got that out of the way. What is the drama?
So a few weeks ago, my ex Matt sent me a text asking how I'm doing, and it's not a big deal. I mean, it's just small talk. You know, we talked about work and a couple of our old friends and blah blah blah. And so I didn't really think much about it, but then about a week later, like, he sends me another text, and I'm like, so are we supposed to be, like, friends now? But whatever, I just got along with it, you know.
I think I can see where this is heading, but please continue.
Right. So we kept texting each other, and eventually, you know, he slips stuff like, we never should have broken up, and I didn't know how good I had until you were gone, and, you know, stuff like that. And then fast forward to, I think it was, like, last Saturday, he starts sending me, like, extremely flirty messages, some of them, you know, sexual. And he's telling me he's drunk, and he's lonely, and he thinks I should come over.
So the text messages turned into sexed messages then.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, dude, you have a girlfriend. Like, you know, if you're lonely, just text her, you know? Like, and he's like, oh, she's a bitch and she doesn't love me, you know, stuff like that. And I'm like, so I decided, you know, the next day, because, like I said, it's weighing pretty bad on me. So I was like, you know, I'm going to text her. I'm going to text his girlfriend and tell her, like, hey, you need to talk to Matt because he's been sending me all these messages, and I might not be the only girl he's talking to.
So,
you know?
Okay, so you know his new girlfriend?
Yeah, I do, actually. That's another long story. But, yeah, we've known each other for a while, yeah.
Okay, so you did text her all that then?
I did, and you know what it says to me? Maybe you should stay out of Matt's life and stop trying to break us up, and that's just not going to happen.
Oh, so she thought you were lying then.
Yeah, I mean, I told her, I was like, listen, I'm not trying to break up anybody. I just thought you should watch out, you know, like, sue me for trying to do the right thing, you know? Like, so anyway, she calls me immediately after, you know, I texted her what was going down. And, you know, we have the discussion about how her and Matt are in love and so stop trying to stir the pot and stuff and break us up. And I'm like, I have to see his phone and see, you know, see the conversation with me on Saturday, and she just hung up on me.
Well, I mean, it's like you said, you tried to do the right thing, right?
Yeah. There's more, though. So she sends me a text on Monday saying that she stole his phone and looked at it, and there were no conversations with me on his phone. Like, probably because he deleted everything, I'm sure. And so I sent her screenshots of my phone, and she's like, oh, these look old. Very nice try, though.
All right, so she's in serious denial here, then.
Yeah, for sure. And it's like, I don't, you know, I said to her, like, let me call him and record it so you can hear everything he says, and then you'll understand that I'm not lying, you know? I'm not a liar, I swear. Like, I'm trying to fix this,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I'm trying to warn her, and yeah, that's when I thought about you guys. You know, I thought maybe I could call him and you guys could record him or something.
Well, actually, you know, we could do better than that. If you have this girlfriend's phone number, we can conference her in live. That way you can talk to him and she can hear everything he says to you while it's happening.
Well, that's even better, man. That's what I want. Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay. So hang on a second while we do this commercial break. And then when we come back, we'll get her on the phone. What's her name? The girlfriend, what's her name?
Her name is Julie.
Okay. So we'll try to get Julie on the phone and then we'll call Matt and you can talk to him and she'll overhear everything. Okay.
Sounds great. Thank you.
So we got Julie, and she is joining us this morning, and Shaggy has kind of told you a little bit about what's going on.
Yeah, he told me Leah called you guys.
Yes, and then now she's on with us. I think she wanted you to actually hear a conversation between your boyfriend and her to sort of help convince you that she's telling the truth about all this stuff. Leah, are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay, so let's call up Matt here, and then when he says hello, Leah, you are on, okay?
Okay. Hello?
Hey, it's Leah.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Not much. What's up with you?
Nothing, just chilling. I wasn't sure who it was because it was an unrecognized number, but I'm still in the car right now, so I figured I should probably answer every number that calls.
Oh, you're selling the charger?
Yeah, it's time to move on, I guess. So, what's up?
Well, actually, I was calling about the conversation we had this weekend. I wasn't sure if you were drunk or if you were some serious about, you know, coming over sometime or that.
I mean, I was drunk, and I was serious, so...
So you would be okay with me coming over sometime then?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think your girlfriend would be okay with that, though?
I mean, I doubt it, but she didn't have to know. I mean, I wasn't planning on telling her anyways.
So. Okay, because I feel like that's kind of shady. I mean, having me come over when you have a girlfriend...
Look, like I said, I don't plan on telling her, so as far as that goes, I wouldn't, you know, like, worry about it.
Okay, well, listen, I sort of have a confession to make to you.
You do? So, what is it?
Your girlfriend is actually on the phone with us right now. She's listening to everything we're saying.
Repeat that? You said she what?
Your girlfriend, Julie, she is on the phone listening to us right now.
Oh, snap!
Oh, okay. So that pretty much went how we expected, I guess. So, Julie, can you see now that Leah was telling the truth? I mean, that pretty much proves it.
That doesn't prove of course he's going to say yes to his ex-girlfriend if she's practically inviting herself over by throwing herself at him.
I told you, I'm not interested in getting back with Matt. I just wanted you to hear how he sounds.
Julie, are you honestly defending him right now? Because if so, I feel like you're probably the dumbest person that we've ever had on Dirty Work before.
I'm trying to warn you so you know what's going on.
Well, it sounds like to me what's going on is that my boyfriend's ex is lonely and desperate, so she's trying as hard as she can to make me hate him so we'll break up. But it's like I told you already, that's not going to happen. So find another man and ruin his life and move the f*** on with your own.
Wow.
You know what, Leah? Don't even waste your time. Like, honestly, forget her. This is not even your problem anymore.
I'm fine with that. Like, she'll learn the hard way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.